This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
With the race for Wisconsin's U.S. Senate seat locked in a statistical dead heat, Republican Ron Johnson and Democrat Russ Feingold are crisscrossing the state, making their final pitches to voters. Wisconsin Public Radio spent a day on the road with both campaigns. We'll hear a report on Russ Feingold in a few minutes. But first, Laurel White has this story on Senator Ron Johnson.
It's about 9 a.m., and Senator Johnson just arrived at United Alloy, a steel fabrication company in Janesville. Johnson takes a short tour of the factory. Overall, this is a run-of-the-mill campaign stop. But today, Johnson has some reinforcements. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan is with him on the tour.
Ron Johnson is one of those rare bright lights in the United States Senate who knows how to create jobs.
Wearing almost matching red sweaters and jeans, Ryan and Johnson look like teammates, and that might be intentional. Wisconsin Republicans are making a strong push in the final days of the senator's campaign. All the big names are getting together to unite and rally their Republican base. And all of them, Johnson included, are driving home the message that got him elected in 2010.
I've actually created jobs for middle-income Wisconsinites. I know how to grow a business. As a result, I know what we need to do to get our economy realizing its full potential.
After a short press conference, Johnson and Ryan jump back into their respective SUVs. They have places to be. The next stop is about 50 miles down the road in Maguanago. Governor Scott Walker and Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence are waiting for them there. In Maguanago, a long line of people are waiting to get into the rally. Tom Sisk, who lives in Maguanago, stands in line. He says he likes Johnson because he's down to earth.
He's a Wisconsin guy. He doesn't get drawn up in all the other outside interests that some of the other folks in the race do. They say they don't, but you look at the record. And that's the thing with Johnson. You look at his record, he's a businessman, he's created jobs, and he's actually run a business and done well for Wisconsin.
Susan Stone drove from Whitewater for the rally. She also appreciates Johnson's business background.
I think one of the main issues in this campaign should be to get our economy going, and I think he's done a lot for us as a state.
As supporters continue to arrive, Republican candidates and politicians file on stage to speak. They're standing in front of a big green tour bus that says Ron Johnson for Wisconsin on the side. First, it's Governor Walker.
And I'm spending all day today and tomorrow and Monday going around the state making sure that Ron Johnson is the next U.S. Senator from the state of Wisconsin.
Then Johnson takes the stage. Then Ryan. And last up, Mike Pence.
You know, I can honestly tell you that I was for Ron Johnson before it was cool. I met Ron Johnson before that last campaign, and I'll tell you what, I knew this was a guy that was going to go and shake up the status quo, just like another businessman that we're going to send to the White House.
After the speeches, Johnson, Ryan, and Walker load back up in their campaign caravan. They've got 150 miles to go. A stop in Green Bay, with everyone minus Governor Pence, is on the books. Johnson says he's traveled more than 150,000 miles around Wisconsin since he was elected. But he's got time in these final days to log a few more, with a little help from his friends. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Laurel White.
And I'm Sean Johnson, traveling with Russ Feingold's campaign. Feingold starts his day in Hudson, where he's introduced to a crowd of about 30 at the local Democratic Party office by former Minneapolis mayor and current Democratic National Committee Vice Chair R.T. Ryback.
No other Senate race is more important than this one.
When Feingold speaks, he hits populist tones that served him well in his first three U.S. Senate campaigns. Feingold suggests he's not done with campaign finance reform, one of his signature issues before he left the Senate.
If I win, if I'm sworn in, I'm going to walk right across the room.
When you win.
If, yeah. Okay, you get to say that. I can't be the cocky guy. Yeah. Walk across the room and find maybe John McCain if he wins or whoever is there. I'm going to work on a bipartisan basis to make sure we get rid of this garbage in our political system.
Right.
I promise you
right.
that I will do that.
As soon as Feingold leaves, some volunteers grab phones and start making get-out-the-vote calls. Others grab clipboards and head out to knock on doors. St. Croix County Democratic Party Chair Rebecca Bonesteel runs through pointers with volunteers and gives them a pep talk.
Normally we hit our really good strong voters. What we're going to hit today are people that need a little push to get them out to the polls to vote. So what you guys are doing today could make all the difference in the world in this race.
Roy Schoberg of Hudson says he's working a 9-hour shift, He won't say he's nervous about Feingold's close race.
But I'll say I'm anxious, and I want to do everything I can to make sure that I don't wake up on Wednesday morning and say, oh, he lost by 20 votes. What I'm going to do today, walking around, I bet I'm going to scare up another 20 votes for Russ today.
At Feingold's next stop in Eau Claire, he greets a group of about a dozen college students outside a house where people are doing get out the vote work in the basement. Feingold says he wants them to work like he's behind, but he also reassures them.
We are at the absolute moment where you guys should feel like you have victory here just within your grasp. You do. Both at the presidential level and in our race, as well as many other races.
18-year-old UW-Eau Claire student Anna Schmidt is voting for Feingold for the first time this year, but she knew about him growing up.
I remember my mother drove this Subaru when I was little, and she had a Russ Feingold sticker, and I asked her who he was, and she said, he is a very good man who does very good work.
Schmidt doesn't have much time to talk. She says she's volunteering 13 to 15 hours every day through Election Day to get out the vote for Democrats. From Eau Claire, Feingold visits the Portage County Democratic Party in Stevens Point.
Thank you so much.
As he has at every stop, he attacks Republican Senator Ron Johnson as out of touch on several issues, from the minimum wage to paid family leave.
You don't have a prayer with Ron Johnson on any of those issues. We know this. It's not like we're wondering how he'll vote.
Bill LeGrand of Stevens Point has been driving volunteers to canvass. He says it's critical that Feingold and Hillary Clinton both win.
I think it's imperative that we have a Senate, at least, or nothing will change, and it will be obstruction, gridlock, and nothing will get done.
LeGrand describes this campaign with a quote from the civil rights struggle.
You know, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that's how we're feeling about this election.
Less than 20 minutes after Feingold arrives, he leaves for another city. He's off to thank more volunteers who are giving their time to help him. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.